Hello, thank you for joining us today. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Jake.
And we are from the University of Alabama, and we are in a John Milton class studying Paradise Lost. And today we're going to take a look at Book 9, lines 99 through 100, and we're just going to talk a little bit about what it means and the connections that it has throughout the book. Actually, up to this point, Satan has come back into Eden, and he's about to enter into the serpent. But before he does that, he looks around and he realizes how beautiful Earth is, and he kind of gets a little jealous. So, Jake, would you read those passages?
Absolutely. O Earth, how like to heaven, if not preferred, for what God, after better, worse would build? Those are the two lines that we're focusing on right now. So the question here is Earth better than heaven? You know, if Earth is better than heaven, is, first off, we're looking at this from Satan's perspective, so how reliable is that perspective? If Earth is better than heaven, what implications does that have on the fall? Are second creations inherently better than first creations? All sorts of topics can come up out of this. One that we discussed as a possibility was Satan is discussing what is created second is better, and obviously we can see that the second creation of man was a woman, and Satan is giving us this perspective. So what implications does that have on Milton's perspective of women?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that Satan's the one that points that out, you know, that he sees that woman is better. Now, is he talking about just on the surface? Does woman look better than man? Or is he really, I don't know, because that's just kind of funny, because we see Eve as the one who fell and the one who caused Adam to fail, and you'd fall in, you know, the one that sucked him under, you know. So, I mean, to us, you know, Eve isn't exactly perfect.
Yes,
you know?
And it could just be entirely appearances, because this is the case that we see. It's Adam's lust which causes his fall, whereas Eve's actual temptation. Mm-hmm. So, say Satan is looking at Earth, and Adam is, based on appearances, loving Eve, that sort of thing also.
Mm-hmm. And Satan, I mean, he fell for Eve just as much as Adam did, because it says that he, you know, looking at Eve was like a breath of fresh air, and that he was just enamored by her. And, you know, I mean, and that's, I think that's funny too, that even Satan kind of fell under her kind of little spell. Mm-hmm. You know, does that make Satan kind of human, or does that relate to angels in a way? Can angels lust, you know, or did that come with his fall? You mm-hmm. know, I just thought that's an interesting.
And if Earth is better than heaven, what does that have? How can we look at the fall in that situation then? Are humans superior to angels, even, mm-hmm. is another possibility that you would have to look at. Mm-hmm. Because when you consider that there was an entire host of angels and that a third of them betrayed God, and now we just have two humans and both of them have fallen, but there's only two test cases, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have to consider also, often people, when they're talking about Milton, will say that this is a God still getting accustomed to creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem, based on the perspective of Satan and also Raphael, who has the same thought in Book 5 when he shows up, that Earth might be better than heaven, is that possibility true? Mm-hmm. Is God still a novice at creation? Because if this is his second creation and he is made a better one, that seems to be completely false.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and would the angels look at Adam and Eve kind of like, oh wow, you know, they're prettier than we are, you know?
Or, yes.
But at the same time, you know, Raphael, he doesn't really, I think he still feels like he's superior to,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
But for some reason, Satan thought that they were just all that, you know, that they were way better than him.
And if man is inferior to the angels, why?
Yeah.
Why would you create something inferior to the angels, mm-hmm. if they're so much better?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think definitely they're a completely different species, mm-hmm. you know. Angels have more power than humans do, but I mean, in God's eyes, you know,
mm-hmm.
where do they rank? You know, how do they, does God really see that he had improved creation from making Earth after heaven? Or I mean, I can see how the angels might feel a little gypped if they go down there and see how great Earth is. But then, you know, but we think the opposite. We view Earth, I mean, heaven is like the ultimate beautiful place to be.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, thinking about it now, I mean, mm-hmm. we think Earth is beautiful, but I mean, we typically think that heaven is so much better. But here it's the opposite.
Yes.
You know.
And then you have to consider, of course, this is Satan's perspective. He's coming out of hell, and he considered heaven to be a place of this oppression, and now he has this power.
Mm-hmm.
So is it only just because he has some sort of freedom felt here that mm-hmm. he believes that Earth is better?
That's a good point.
You have to consider the context for what Satan believes is
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And what Satan believes is good, I think we can agree, is not great.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you for listening in today for our podcast. I hope you've learned something, and have a great day.